Thank you, Mr. Chair. So then, going down on in the document in section 3, we refer you to the specific articles in the Convention on Road Signs and Signals that speak about the system for traffic lights. And if you go, can continue. Page three. Yes, okay. And would like to draw to your attention that with the current provisions, we believe that there are only two options for presenting dedicated traffic light signals for the cycles. One is to include the silhouette of a cycle in a traffic light signal. And the other is by supplementing the signal by additional panel showing a cycle. At the same time, we draw your attention to the fact that the most common solution is actually that we have the silhouette of the cycle that is actually the one that is lit in the traffic light signals, and not that it is the light behind and the silhouette of a cycle that is drawn on that light. So there are a couple of examples which kind of present what is the practice. The most common solution, which we believe is not really addressed in the 1968 Convention on Road Signs and Signals. To which end, on page 4, we suggest a modification to the article that describes the traffic light signals that should apply to cyclists only. And the proposal that we make in the document, that rather than there is a silhouette of the cycle that is on the that is sort of superimposed on the lights, that we rather have the solution as you see on the page 4 and the figure 3, where it's actually the silhouette of the cycle that is lit. So either green or orange or red, and so pretty much the bold text that we included suggests exactly that solution. So I would just read the bold text: replacing the red, amber, and green lights by lighting symbol of cycle of the same color on a black background. So pretty much that text is supposed to reflect what you see in figure 3. We also draw your attention to this document, that the Article 23 of the Convention in no explicit way covers the directional lights for cyclists. We provide you with a number of images with good practice, how that is done, and we then in paragraph 17 also suggest a addition that would include a provision that explicitly is covering directional lights for cyclists. So with this one, we try to we are suggesting as a new addition to the article, which would say the red, amber, and green lighting symbols of cycle may be supplemented by lighting arrows of the same color. In such case, the prohibition or authorization expressed by the signal is restricted to the direction or directions indicated by the arrow or arrows. Mr. Chair, maybe I stop here and we have a chance to discuss these two proposals. As a matter of fact, is the one proposal to include a good practice in the letter of the convention. Mm-hmm.